on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
In with the Irish Times, that big report into Ireland's alcohol use is on the front page. We'll be talking to the author of the report here on Breakfast Briefing shortly. The Irish Times goes with the line that the decline in the number of pubs over 20 years to 2021 has been offset by an increase in the number of off-licences, with the number of each type of liquor licence reaching equivalence around 2021. This is according to the latest review from the Health Research Board. So despite the almost 20% decline in the number of pubs during the period, Ireland still ranks third in the world in terms of numbers of pubs per capita for a country with a population of more than 1 million. So we're behind the Slovak Republic and Hungary. Then Ireland comes in third. So we'll chat a bit more about that shortly on Breakfast Briefing. That's the front of the Irish Times. The front of the Irish Daily Star, Take a Hike Diageo, staying with alcohol. A pub has fought back against the latest price increases by banning some of their beers. Kavanagh's on New Street in Dublin said it would stop selling Rockshore and Hop House lagers, but would still keep Guinness pints at a fiver. So that's in retaliation over the latest cost increase announced by Diageo. The Irish Independent says that TV licence inspectors are getting resilience training because of all the abuse that they get on the doorsteps. OnPost was forced to stop TV licence inspections and offer resilience training to staff because of public anger over the RTÉ payments scandal. Increased hostility led OnPost to take action to protect its workers. Seems like it was verbal abuse, so people shouting and roaring at TV inspectors on the doorstep, and a union representing licensed inspectors said their lives had become almost impossible. Latest figures show the total amount of fines issued for having no TV licence has fallen by 40% in the last 12 months. So now TV licence inspectors are going to get training on resilience. Lovely photograph on the front of the Indo of Aintree Grand National winner Ian Maximus, greeted by hundreds of well-wishers as trainer Willie Mullins and jockey Paul Townend led the homecoming in Loughlin Bridge in Carlow, and the horses led by its groom Stephen Cahill. And the grooms often don't get a mention or get their name put on the front of the paper, so nice to see that. Irish Examiner says that locals in the West Dublin area are on tenterhooks after a spate of arson attacks and public beatings. This seems to be in retaliation for the Christmas Eve gun attack at the restaurant in Blanchardstown, when obviously two people died. And local sources say that up to seven homes have been burned out or damaged in the area. And Gardaí say officers in the Blanchardstown station are investigating fires in the area and do believe they are connected. However, they don't yet know how many of the fires are connected. Apparently four homes were targeted and three other properties were damaged by fire. Also, there are reports of a disturbing video of a nine-year-old boy being beaten up on the street in the area, and this video was sent to his mother as part of the attacks. So obviously very, very concerning stuff going on there in West Dublin. That's the front of the Irish Examiner. The front of the Irish Daily Mail, how illegal immigrants slip in with fake travel packages. Gangs are acting as criminal travel agents by selling packages of fake documents to allow illegal migration into Ireland. They've been targeting Georgian nationals who want to claim asylum in Ireland. And if you approach these gangs, you get a fake driving license and an ID card from an EU country. These are then posted to asylum seekers to allow them to travel to Ireland. I'll tell you, it's a big market because they reckon that these packages can sell anywhere for between 8 and 12,000 euro, this fake travel package. That's the front of the Mail. The Irish Sun, my son has been failed. The mum of a teen left waiting so long for surgery that a scoliosis became inoperable has raged. My son has been failed. TJ Coughlin's case. I've heard TJ and his mother on the hard shoulder here on News Talk, and that case was raised yesterday in the Dáil in a row between Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, and the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. And then we've another scoliosis story on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, our little warrior. Scoliosis sufferer Noah Quish is on the mend after his 12th operation, as the Taoiseach was urged to honour his promises to those with the condition. So there's a real effort now to sort out the problem of children with scoliosis and to get that corrective surgery. Inside the Irish Times, former Galway East TD Colm Keaveney is in the papers. He has withdrawn from the local elections. You may be aware that Colm Keaveney has been accused of driving under the influence of cocaine. He lost his seat in the Dáil in 2016, but then he was elected to Galway County Council in 2019 as a Fianna Fáil candidate. But now he's told Fianna Fáil he's not seeking re-election. And he was before the courts on a charge of driving under the influence of cocaine. The case came before the courts initially in January and again last week, but it's due in court again on the 11th of June. Now, elsewhere, obviously the hotels in Ireland get a lot of criticism over what some ministers have even called price gouging, particularly when there's a big event on. So a big rugby match on or a big concert, it's claimed that hotels, particularly in Dublin, are price gouging. However, the Indo has a story this morning that says while high hotel room rates in Dublin are headline grabbing, costs are largely in line with international competitors. It found this report that surge pricing, which happens when prices are adjusted to reflect market conditions, usually makes headlines for room rates booked at short notice for a major event or at times of exceptionally high demand. The report was commissioned by Fáilte Ireland and it gives examples of Taylor Swift's Dublin concerts this summer and during the Six Nations earlier this year, and they find that actually the hotel prices are in line with what other countries do. So they go through Dublin, Barcelona, Edinburgh. So it's interesting comparison there. I don't have time to go through it now, but if you're interested, it's in the Irish Independent. Speaking of big events, The Sun has more on Katie Taylor's big fight, the rematch against Amanda Serrano. And in case you haven't heard, it's going to be shown for free on Netflix. So not for free, because you have to have a Netflix subscription, but you don't have to pay any more to watch the fight. It'll be on the 20th of July. Knowing our luck, it'll probably be about 3 in the morning or something like that, but at least you'll be able to watch it on Netflix. And final story comes from the Daily Telegraph. If you use WhatsApp, you may have been annoyed recently at some changes that were made, but now WhatsApp is backtracking on its design change. Apparently it infuriated WhatsApp users who've nothing else to do or nothing else to worry about in their lives. What they did was, instead of online and typing being in lowercase letters, they had a big O and a big T, and users were left irritated, angry, annoyed and feeling icky after they noticed the change. So they saw that the O on online was capital rather than lowercase, and now WhatsApp is backtracking on that and saying that they are going to reverse the changes. It was just a small test, but it's going back to normal now. I didn't notice it because I have that turned off on my phone, so you never know if I'm online or not. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.